Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Let's start with a positive message here. There's all sorts of craziness in the news, crazy things going on in our country, deliberately crazy things happening in our country. So let's start with something positive. You know, one of the things that's really frustrating, I think one of the most, you know, disgusting things that's taking place in America today is the way they deliberately try to divide us. They want to divide us along racial lines. They want to divide us along gender lines. Hell, they've come up with 600 or 700 different genders that they want to divide us along. And one of the big things that happened this week was Barack Obama was fully exposed as the complete hypocrite that he is. Remember when Barack Obama gave his speech at the Democrat National Convention? I remember because I was there. 20 years ago, or no, actually it would have been less than, no, he was there. That was when he gave the speech, was in 2004, right? There is no white America. There is no black America. There is only America. That's what we believe. That's what most of us believe. But Barack Obama pretended to be this Martin Luther King Jr. style leader. And then what did he do when he took power? He became the race baiter in chief. He started dividing people along racial lines. That's why I loved J.D. Vance, President Trump's running mate, and Ohio Senator J.D. Vance. I love this response. He was at an all-women's panel discussion, and he talked about his family. Listen to what he said. The Trump War Room shared this via X.
I'm 40 years old, and so I'm very much a child of the 90s. And my wife is 38, though she's probably going to get pissed off for saying that publicly. Can't take it back now. But, you know, so her parents are legal immigrants from South India, okay? And she was born and raised in San Diego. But I think because we grew up in the 90s, and I'm not saying things were perfect. Don't mistake me. But we grew up in a country where we were taught to think about people as people, and not as whatever artificial, superficial skin color they had. And I think because both of us grew up with that attitude, you know, we met, we fell in love, we started a family, and we never thought anything of it, right? I mean, there was never, you know, the only funny and slightly awkward comment that anybody ever made is when my mom asked, you know, what ethnicity Usha was, and I said she was Indian, she said, which tribe? I said, well, you know, slightly off, Mom, slightly off. But like she actually, my mom made this point to me, and I think it's, you know, Mom is so smart. She's just one of the smartest people I've ever met. And she said, you know, I get really mad at all these people talking about your biracial children, and, you know, whether they're white or whether they're Indian or what their background is. She's like, they're just our babies, right? And I want us to think about all of our kids, whatever the color of their skin, they're just our babies. They're American babies. And that is what matters.
What a great message there by J.D. Vance. What a positive note to start off the show with this morning. Hey, we've got the phone lines open for you. 406-294-0970. Phone lines open for the full hour.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Let's jump right into the phone lines here. First up, we've got Joe in Saco. Joe, listening to KMMR. Hey, what's on your mind this morning, Joe? Good to hear from you.
Well, cancer likes to lie all the time. That $35 implanted, and we need the Senate back. We don't need more radical left votes. We don't need them anymore. I need the Senate back. Come on, Montana, let's wake up. We got to go for the Senate. Cancer's no good for Montana.
You know, it's crazy. I just saw the numbers. Mike Dennison So wake up, Montana. John Tester is too radical left. We need to get Tim Sheehy in the Senate. Joe, thanks for the call. Mike Dennison, former Capitol reporter, Mike Dennison shared the numbers on X yesterday. Let's see. In the final quarter, liberal Senator John Tester raised $32 million in this last quarter. His total fundraising for the entire cycle is almost $76 million. I mean, isn't that just crazy? Here you've got the guy who is the number one recipient of lobbyist cash has raised $76 million for his reelection. And that doesn't even count all the money that's being spent on his behalf by Chuck Schumer and Hans-Jörg Wiese and all these other radical leftists. But to make it even more amazing, despite all of this money coming in on his behalf, he is still losing, according to the latest poll from the New York Times. In fact, according to every poll practically for the last 90 days, he is losing. I'll have to cue it up for you since Joe kicked off the show talking about the Senate race. I was listening to Special Report with Brett Baer yesterday on Fox News, and they had some political analyst down in Texas who said, hey, now all of the national media is starting to shift their attention to Texas and to all of these other states because basically now everybody expects John Tester to lose Montana. So it sounds like the gig is finally up for John Tester. I think people are seeing through his phony, fake, moderate game here. Joe, appreciate it. Thanks for calling in. Who do we got next up? We got Jeff in Kalispell next on the phone lines. Jeff, what's on your mind?
I was calling in to talk about the Flathead County judges. And I also wanted to thank you, Aaron. I was at the Lincoln Reagan Day dinner, Kalispell. You did a wonderful job. It was a lot of fun. But on these judges, we got Heidi Albrecht. Heidi's a great judge on land use issues. She's a property rights person. We got sued by a green group trying to. We have a real strong property owner's bill of rights in our growth policy. Green group sued to take it out, and Albrecht wrote a great opinion. And they appealed it to the Supreme Court, and her opinion was held up. Eddie doesn't fit in Flathead County, which is not surprising because she was appointed by Bullock. A district judge friend of mine that I know, I won't name who it is, said that we need to get rid of Eddie. And then Dan Wilson's he's just a wonderful guy, and we've got to get him on the Supreme Court. So I just wanted to let you know. I know there were some disagreements on Albrecht, but she's a pretty dang good judge. So I just wanted
those district court judge candidates are the hardest ones for people across the state to figure out. Everybody's like, hey, because you get no information on some of these judges. But, yeah, that Judge Amy Eddy, Ron and Big Fork has been calling her out since day one, that she's been very soft on criminals and she puts these criminals right back out on the streets. You know, the Flathead Warming Center has been a big debate there in Kalispell because of all the crime. You know, you've had vandalism of local businesses. You've had, you know, threats and intimidation against, you know, women just wanting to go for a walk, for example, in the park. And a lot of those problems have stemmed from the Warming Center. I had somebody message me once, kind of in defense of the Warming Center, and they said, you know, in a way, you can't fault the Warming Center for all the problems when you've got liberal judges that put these criminals back out onto the streets. And where do they typically end up? At the homeless shelters. So these liberal judges, instead of putting these criminals behind bars, they put them back out on the streets or back into these homeless shelters. And then that's why you have all these problems at these homeless shelters. Any thoughts there, Jeff?
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And that's the thing is with these judges, like you take Amy Eddy, for instance, you know, we have the three county commissioners here in Flathead County. They're pretty darn conservative.
Yeah.
If they get sued on a land use issue, they'll bump Amy Eddy because she's a political animal that legislates from the bench. So as soon as a case goes and if she's chosen as a judge, the commissioners will bump her right now because we can't get a good ruling on our individual property rights. And I'm more interested in land use issues. So you're absolutely right. These judges make a huge difference. the sad thing is we don't have a good judge running against her. I sure wish we did, and we had a better way of organizing to take these liberals out.
Well, and oftentimes lawyers are afraid to challenge a sitting judge, because then what if you got to show up in front of that judge? You know, are you likely to get a fair hearing? Jeff, great to hear from you. Thanks for weighing in. Let's go next to Jerry in the Gallatin Valley. Jerry, what's on your mind?
Hey, Aaron. So, yeah, talking about these district judges. District 18, there's a Peter Oman and a John C. Brown, and they're both, you know, it has yes or no to be retained. And I don't know nothing, you know, you don't know nothing about these guys. Do you, or is anybody listening, know over here in the Gallatin on District 18 on these two, are they a yes or a no to keep them in?
Well, hey, good question. I'll tell you what. We got to take a quick break here, Jerry. Here's what I want you to do for us, if you can. Go to MontanaVoterGuide.com, if you can, Jerry, during the break. I'll put you on hold. I'll keep you there for a few minutes. I'll sneak in another caller. Go to MontanaVoterGuide.com. Pull up the judicial candidates you are wondering about. Click the judicial button. And you tell us what you find, and we'll come back to you here in just a couple of minutes after I sneak in another caller, if that's fair. Stand by.
Save big on all your Halloween needs, all in the Kroger app. Mix and match 5 or more on Powerade, Campbell's Soup, Bar S Franks, and more for 99 cents each with your card. Then get tender, fresh Heritage Farm boneless chicken breasts for $2.29 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, so yeah, that's fair. Jerry in Gallatin Valley, I chatted with him briefly during the break. He said, I would love to go on that website and, you know, find out the information. I said, but I can't get on the internet. I don't have internet access right now. So that's fair. So don't worry. I pulled it up real quickly for you here, Jerry. Jerry was asking about District Court 18. So the 18th district, which is Bozeman. Now, unfortunately, because, you know, the way Bozeman has turned, it looks like both of the district court candidates for the 18th district, Peter Oman and John Brown, Peter Oman, 100% of his campaign contributions have gone to Democrats. John Brown, 93% of his campaign contributions have gone to Democrats. Now, That brings to mind just one thing that I want to bring up real fast before I go right back into the phone calls here. To me, this is why we have got to see judicial reform here in Montana. I think a lot of these lawyers get intimidated into giving campaign contributions a certain direction. Partly the reason why we have some of these judges that run unopposed is because of the level of government weaponization and intimidation and the tactics that come out of our liberal Supreme Court and out of some of these judicial candidates. If you are a lawyer, why would you challenge a currently sitting justice or a currently sitting judge and potentially face retribution? What did we see take place last week? We saw a Soviet-style show trial against the current sitting attorney general of the great state of Montana. If they would depose through unfair practices a sitting attorney general, what do you think they would do to Joe Schmo lawyer? And I think the fact that people have so few choices and so few options in these judicial races is because of the very corruption in our judiciary, starting at the top with the mob in charge of the Montana Supreme Court right now, which is why so many people are supporting the Sons of Montana, Judge Dan Wilson and Broadwater County attorney and Iraq War veteran Corey Swanson. All right, back into the phone lines we go. Jared in Anaconda, great to hear from you. What's going on?
Oh, man, I don't even know where to start with all this campaign stuff.
I hear you.
It's just so much money is on both sides, and I've never seen this many mailers in my mailbox. Like, every day it's like four. And then the divisiveness, because, you know, they're either from one party, everything's dark and evil about the other party, and then from, you know, my party, Democrat, everything looks dark, you know, towards the Republicans. And my thing is, you know me, I'm pretty humble about my party in general. I don't like the fellow from Great Falls. And,
so you're a Democrat, but Ken is way too liberal for you. Yeah, I've seen your emails.
Yeah, but what it's coming down to is, like, I don't even read those mailers, and I don't understand why they waste the money on them, because I'm pretty sure everybody else doesn't read them. And the thing is it doesn't cast anything that would make me change my mind, because I actually probably am voting for Gianforte. I'm definitely going Democrat on the rest of my ballot, but I just find it really frustrating that everybody can waste, because this is the most I've ever seen. But I'm filling up a box, and I'm going to just burn them after the first snow. And Travis did tell me to send a video of it, but yeah, the box is already half full.
That'll be that video might go viral if you take all these campaign mailers and just burn them, you know, for a little late October, early November bonfire. People, you know, I think people on both sides of the aisle will appreciate that. Yeah, well, it was crazy. Like, that's why I think I hope that. You know, I know some folks in the TV business, they want to keep the divisiveness going. They want to keep the Senate race going, even though it appears over with, right? They want to keep fueling it because they're making so much money off of this thing here. But I think if John Tester finally gets out of the picture, that hopefully we just see less of this out of state spending coming in here and just dropping this boat. I mean, it's just I just find it sickening how much money is being spent right now just in the Senate race alone. Although, Jared, I would say one thing, though. Would you agree? I've found that Tim Sheehy, you don't see him deliberately personally attacking John Tester the way John Tester has personally attacked Tim Sheehy. John Tester wouldn't even thank Tim Sheehy for his military service. And it's like most of us, Democrat or Republican, can get along.
I agree. It doesn't mean I'm not going to vote for John Tester, because I've personally met him. And, you know, it's just, I do like him. But I know that, you know, I just feel like he does stand up for public lands and poor people's hands. And, you know, I moved here for a specific reason almost 20 years ago, was to be able to be, you know, I don't own it, but there's enough land that I can go do what.
Get out and enjoy it. Yeah. Yeah. Well, hey, I appreciate hearing your perspective, Jared. We got several other callers on the phone line I better get to here as well, but great to hear from you as always. Appreciate it. That was interesting. Jared said, you know, he's going to vote, you know, with his party, the Democrats, on every other race, but he's voting for Gianforte for governor. That's interesting there. All right, Jared, thanks for the call. Who do we got next? Dana in Billings. Dana, what's going on?
Aaron, how you doing, brother? It's good to hear from you.
Hey, good to hear from you. I recognize that voice.
All right. Hey, real quick question. Maybe Jared has the answer. I don't know. You know, Tester's been talking about, on all of his ads, spear ads, you know, about he's, you know, charging to hunt on his land. So clearly that must insinuate that Tester allows hunting on his farm. So I'm looking for his farm manager's number so I can call and line up a date or two to hunt in Western Montana. So maybe Jared can help us, since Jared's met him personally, or maybe you can help. That's really all I have today.
Well, Dana, John Tester owns all the million-dollar properties in the Washington, D.C. area, so you're going to have to call D.C. to get a hold of his property manager. Because he's, you know, he's cashed in back there in Washington. Number one in lobby is cash. He's got that million-dollar-plus, you know, castle on Capitol Hill. So I don't know how to get a hold of that land manager. But yeah, I didn't see him. I didn't see him listed as available for block management. I don't know why Tester's not available for that. Dana, while I got you, I know you're a big high school sports fanatic. What's going on in high school sports? What are the most exciting stories in high school sports right now?
Holy cow, man. There are a couple of teams in Billings. Billings West is undefeated. They have a huge game against Gallatin, number one, tomorrow night at Dalen. That's a can't-miss football game. And then the Billings Central Rams, man, they're rolling as well. And, you know, they're highly ranked. And you got to watch football. And if you don't like the outside sports, man, there's Billings Senior Volleyball is unbelievable. So there's a lot going on right now in sports.
Gallatin, did I see their quarterback? Is that Coach Vegan's kid that's the quarterback for Gallatin? They're comparing him to Brock Osweiler, I guess.
I believe so. The kid is dying. And, of course, you know, West High has got that tight end that's being recruited to all the big colleges all over the country. And you want to see some top-quality high school recruits, man. Don't miss that game tomorrow night at the Dalen.
All right, very cool. Well, Dana, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. Great to catch up. Let's catch up over a cigar next time, possibly.
I would love that, man. Thanks, Darren. Have a good day, buddy.
You too, Dana. Great to hear from you, as always. Yeah, Dana is such a great public servant out there, you know, helping kids sports and so much more. Who do we got next here? We lost. Okay, we got Joe in Belgrade. I think that's line one, right? Yeah, Joe, Belgrade. What's going on?
Hey, Aaron, how you doing? First time, long time.
Oh, wow. Well, thanks for calling.
Yeah, hey, you probably already covered this, but I'm curious. I think I want to vote no on all these constitutional initiative amendment things, but how would you go about convincing someone? The language in these ballots that we got is just so confusing. How would you give me a simple way to tell somebody we should vote no on these initiatives?
Yeah, the simplest way that I've been breaking it down when it comes to the somebody called into the show, I think, and they didn't call them the constitutional initiatives. They called them the communist initiatives because the radical left is trying to mess with our elections and the radical left is trying to mess with our Montana Constitution. So don't mess with our elections. Don't mess with our Constitution. Say no to every single one of these CIs. Does that help? I mean, I know you want to, you know, I like where you're going with that.
Yeah.
Keep it simple, right? The old KISS methodology. Keep it simple, stupid. The simpler you can make it.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks for calling. By the way, I had a really funny caller yesterday. This was a lady in Kalispell, and they were having a marital dispute over these communist initiatives. She said that, and so I asked her, I said, well, what's the marital dispute? And she said, well, she said she was telling her husband that the liberal Montana Supreme Court deliberately changed the ballot language for CI 128 in order to benefit the, you know, the radical abortion lobby, Planned Parenthood. And her husband said, no, that's not true. So she wanted John Jackson, the Joker, and I to wade into this marital dispute. Anyway, it was a really funny caller. If you missed it, I've got the audio right now at MontanaTalks.com. But, guys, I mean, come on, let's be honest. We can't even see the ketchup bottle when it's right in front of our face. So, once again, the woman was right. The liberal Supreme Court interfered in the entire process. They even dictated what the language on the ballot was going to be so they could benefit their financial backers, Planned Parenthood. Full story at MontanaTalks.com.
This is where Montana Talks Ag with Lane Nordlund.
Combine and tractor sales fell in September. U.S. sales of ag tractors dropped by 19% in September of this year compared to last year. New data out from the Association of Equipment Manufacturers also says combine sales fell during the month, dropping 41% compared to last year. The 100-plus horsepower tractor segment fell the most from last year, dropping almost 27% in September. Four-wheel drive tractors were the only segment gaining traction, selling 1.7% more year-to-date from January through September 2020. 24. Looking to wildfire news now. Just weeks after wildfires burned through almost a half a million acres in Wyoming and Montana, more devastating wildfires are popping up around the Cowboy State. As communities try to pick up the pieces after the devastation, Wyoming has received a USDA disaster declaration to help assist in agriculture's recovery from wildfire damage. Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon issued an emergency transport order to protect livestock and the ag industry in the fire's area. According to the Fire, Weather, and Avalanche Center, as of October 9th, the Elk Fire had scorched over 75,000 acres with only 16% containment. Reports say as many as 889 personnel are working to put out the large fire. Unusually dry weather conditions have not improved the situation as well. I'm Lane Nordlund.
Save big on all your Halloween needs, all in the Kroger app. Mix and match five or more on Powerade, Campbell's Soup, Bar S, Franks, and more for 99 cents each with your card. Then get tender, fresh Heritage Farm boneless chicken breasts for $2.29 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
11.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we got a lot of great callers on the phone lines, and we will get to every single one of you real quickly here. So I was watching Special Report with Brett Baer on Fox News yesterday, and he featured a report from correspondent Brooke Taylor out of Dallas, Texas. And anyway, they were reporting on the Texas race, Texas Senator Ted Cruz. Sounds like Ted Cruz is still up by at least 5 points, which with a Trump bump could likely be even larger than that. But nonetheless, because it's within 5 points, apparently the Democrats and the media are now shifting their attention to Texas. Listen to what their political analyst, I think, was he from Rice University? Listen to what he had to say specifically about Montana.
Democrats also thought they had a strong chance in 2018 when Beto O'Rourke narrowly lost to Cruz by 3 percentage points. While Cruz still has the edge, some analysts say this race could determine the balance of power in the Senate.
Texas could provide Democrats with that Senate seat they need to make up for the one that they're likely to lose in Montana.
Cruz tells us to expect him to focus on his record during tonight's debate.
All right, anyway, that was the line that stood out to me. This, I think, shows why the national media, really aside from MSNBC, I mean, MSNBC is still going to try to prop up liberal Senator John Tester all day long, but this shows that why the media is now starting to bail on John Tester, because they just see him as a lost cause, because he is failing in all of the polls going back for the last 90 days. But yeah, you think about it. That again, Mike Dennison was reporting that John Tester raised what, $32 million in the last quarter, $76 million total. And yet here you go. Even as the Washington fat cat gorges himself on campaign and lobbyist cash, it looks like he is going to lose. Who do we got next on the phone lines? Let's see. Travis, do you know who was next up? I got a little lost in all of the callers coming in now. We got to Jerry and Billings, right? Oh, there's two different Jerry and Billings. Did we get to line four yet? Must be Alan and three. Oh, thank you. Okay, Alan. Alan and Bozeman, what's on your mind? Thanks for the call.
Hi, how are you today? I just like to clarify something for people. A lot of people think everything's rising in price, and the mainstream media likes to point at the stock market all-time record highs and how good we're doing because of that. The reality is this. Everything is not increasing in price. It is the dollar that is decreasing in value, and it takes more and more of those worth a little bit less dollars to buy the same goods. So nothing has changed. A can of pears or a bottle of ketchup, still a can of pears, bottle of ketchup. The only thing that changes is the amount of paper dollars required to purchase them. So don't believe the hype that somehow this blown-up stock market is just wonderful because of the high numbers. It just means your dollar's not worth that much.
Well, that's another angle that, right, we've seen all this massive federal government spending, particularly the ARPA bill that Tester voted for. He was the deciding vote, or that he was the deciding vote that made Kamala Harris the tie-breaking vote on that one. That's what drove up all this inflation. Then they drove up interest rates. But you're right, the impact of the dollar. You know, I was with the equipment dealers recently, and if you've got an American manufacturer selling equipment, but then you've got a Japanese manufacturer selling equipment, well, because of the value of the dollar right now, the foreign competitors can come in and try to undercut you in the market. So it's just one more example of the failed economy of the Joe Biden, John Tester, Kamala Harris regime. Alan, great to hear from you. Thanks for calling in. Let's see. Yeah, Travis, thanks for reminding us who all is on the phone lines here, because we got so many great calls rolling in this morning. Lance in Kalispell is next up. Lance, what's going on?
Yes, good morning. I think I've come up with a new moniker for our VP candidate. If you look at her policies and now these allegations of plagiarism, it looks like she's trying to establish a kleptocracy. So if you take the first half of kleptocracy, the second half of her name, we come up with kleptomala.
Hey, by the way, I don't know, were you able to listen in yesterday when we had the Joker in studio with us?
I got in for part of that, yes.
So the one thing we didn't mention on the air that John wanted to talk about, we talked about it off air, but we didn't talk about it on air. So, you know, Kamala Harris is really struggling with black men. So she releases a plan to try to pander to black men. And John Jackson made a great point. He said, you know, two of the four things that she trotted out was something to do with black men and cryptocurrency and black men and drugs. And it's like, wow. I mean, this is what the Democrat Party thinks of black men, is that, oh, you need to have cryptocurrency and you need to be able to deal your drugs and use alternative currency to be able to handle your business. Like, what in the world is she saying about black men? No wonder black men are not voting for her, right?
Well, I'm a very dark-skinned man myself, and I'm not voting for her.
So, see, I am pigmently challenged, so I got to. That's why I got to get out on my pontoon to, you know, get a little color in my life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you.
Speaking of black men, Charlemagne, he calls himself Charlemagne the God, but that sounds a little blasphemous if you ask me, so I'll just call him Charlemagne. He's a very liberal radio host. And so he's pro Kamala Harris. Listen to the question that he threw to Kamala Harris yesterday while she was trying to pander for black men to vote for her. Didn't work out so well, by the way.
Why are you allowing him to call you the border czar when that's not even your
role?
No, I'm
not giving him permission for that.
Oh, okay, you're right. But, but I mean, you don't push back on it because that wasn't your role.
Fact checkers have made that clear.
So here's the deal. If their policies were so good, why wouldn't she want to take credit for their policies? Why wouldn't she want to take credit for their efforts on the border? That's what is the big takeaway from that little back and forth between her and Charlemagne. Next up, we got Mike in Great Falls. Mike, what's going on?
Hi there. I love your show. I've listened to it for a long time. I just wanted to make the voters of Cascade County aware that there's two write-in votes, and it's very important that they get this. Ray Gronkowski is one. You have to spell her name right, I guess. But anyway, she is the sitting county commissioner here, and we'd like to retain her. And Eric Heinbaugh is running against her, and they're both Republicans. He won the primary somehow. But anyway, those listening, please write in for Ray Gronkowski. And there's another one in District 22, a man, George, I won't get his last name right, but Nikakalis or something like that. He carried the ranked choice voting bill in the last session, and he plans on carrying it again because he won his primary, but there's a write-in called Jim Whitaker, and if you would please just write his name in, and let's try to get George defeated, because kind of like a sheep in wolf's clothing, or a wolf in sheep's clothing. Let me get that right.
Are you concerned that, because you're right, Ray Grilkowski, solid conservative there in Cascade County, R-A-E Grilkowski, and then Nicola Kakos, both he and his wife are both, they won their respective primaries and are the Republican candidates for the legislature. Are you concerned that if you split your vote between a Republican official candidate and a write-in candidate, that that could turn those seats over to Democrats?
Yes, very much, and I'm absolutely sure that that's probably the way it's going to work out, unless we just have an overwhelming write-in vote for Ray, or if there's overwhelming for Heinbaugh. But the thing is, it looks like it's just dirty pool all the way down. As far as I'm concerned, Mr. Heinbaugh should have just left it alone and went for something else, because Ray was, she's doing a great job. And we just like to retain her, and so
yeah, write-in candidacies can be tough. Yellowstone County a few years ago, they had a county commission race, and some Republicans that didn't like the outcome of the Republican primary tried to get the sitting commissioner to do a write-in candidacy, and that didn't work out. Yeah, write-ins can just be so tough. So yeah, there's always the concern about splitting the vote. I got to get together with Eric Heinbaugh one of these days, because man, I've known him since my college days. Nice guy, good guy, but I always thought he was a Democrat back in the day. But then again, there's a lot of former Democrats that have now converted to the Republican Party, especially after Donald J. Trump, so maybe that's the conversion there. I don't know. Quick break, and we got Stephen Wiebo next.
Save big on all your Halloween needs, all in the Kroger app. Mix and match 5 or more on Powerade, Campbell's Soup, Bar S, Franks, and more for 99 cents each with your card. Then get tender, fresh Heritage Farm boneless chicken breasts for $2.29 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Studio. Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
I'm the real Slim Shady. Will the real Slim Shady please stand up? Man, it's so funny listening to these Chuck Schumer attack ads. They are so phony. They're so fake. Nobody's falling for it, Chuck Schumer. That's the first guy I'm going to send a tweet to on November 6th. All right, I got a couple of great messages that came in. My wife, with a brilliant point as always here, she sent me a great message here. Well, earlier when I was talking about the homeless shelter, the warming center in Kalispell, and even the people that defend the warming center in Kalispell, they would tell you that part of the problem is that you've got liberal judges like Amy Eddy that put the criminals back out onto the streets, and then the criminals end up back in these homeless shelters, and then they commit more crimes and cause more problems. And so that's part of the problem with these warming centers and these homeless shelters. Anyway, she made a great point here. You cannot solve lawlessness with a lawless solution. That's what the Democrats are trying to do. You can't solve lawlessness with a lawless solution. God has to be at the center of it. Basically, they're trying to solve homelessness with policies that encourage more lawlessness, and the liberal Supreme Court is adding to it. Ken and Laurel also sent us a great message. We had an earlier caller ask the question, how do you simply describe why somebody should vote against CI-126? Ken and Laurel says this, I've been explaining to people on the initiatives this way. If you're a Bobcat fan, would you let Missoula choose your team or choose your coach? And vice versa, if you're a Grizzly fan, would you let the Bobcats choose your team and who your coach is going to be? That's what CI 126 and CI 127 do. Ken, that was a great message. Thanks for sharing that. Let's go next on the phone lines. We've got Steve in Weibo. And if I'm not mistaken, is this State Senator Steve Heinbaugh on the phone lines?
Sure is, Aaron. And I gotta compliment your wife, too, because she was a great lobbyist down there, and we appreciated her a lot. So thanks for sharing her with us this last session.
Well, I'll tell you, that Alliance Defending Freedom that she works for is absolutely incredible, and great lawmakers like you that she's gotten to work with from Iowa to Montana to Idaho. It's just remarkable, the work that she does. She shared a little bit about that at the Lincoln Reagan in Kalispell on Friday night. And, you know, people hear way too much from me, but they heard what she had to share, and they were just blown away.
Yeah, she's a good lady. And I appreciate what you do, Aaron. Thank you for your show. And I just was going to make a couple comments about some things that people have said this morning so far. But it's amazing to me that John Tester has been our senator for 18 years, and he's going to spend $100 million with all his cronies from back east to try to convince us to vote for him again. I think that's a little ironic that then he doesn't talk about his voting record. He just talks about what J.D. Sheehy's going to do all the time, you know. So I don't quite understand what the logic is there, but I guess that's how they do things. But if you look at all the money coming into the liberal causes in Montana, including his deal, his Senate race, the judges, all the initiatives, they're just tons and tons of money coming from out of state, and that's probably a very good reason for us to vote against the three initiatives and to vote for the two sons. And so I just wanted to throw that out, because money, when I was looking at a bill in legislature, I always looked at who was backing it, and there's pretty poor people backing these judges and the initiatives and John Tester. So.
Yeah. Do you think the High Line ever would have gone dry and would have run out of water if Conrad Burns were still the United States Senator instead of John Tester? Like, hey, all the money that John Tester has given to Ukraine, the money to Ecuador for drag queen story hours and all this other stuff, but yet the High Line goes dry, and tribal colleges apparently are struggling right now. Conrad Burns was a big supporter of tribal colleges. John Tester isn't doing squat for our reservations.
He's got a pretty poor record in Montana, I know that, and I would think that he would have to lose. I mean, we had a couple rallies over here for Tim the last couple of days. Man, people were excited. There was a lot of people came, and people were excited about changing our United States Senator. I know that.
Yeah, with those rallies in Sydney and Glenda, I've looked like great turnout. Yeah. Well, Senator Heinbaugh, great to hear from you as always, and thanks for calling in.
Thank you, Aaron, for what you do.
All right, I appreciate it. Let's see. We've got about 1 minute to go, and we've got former state lawmaker John Sinrud from Kalispell. John, great to hear from you.
Well, thanks for having me on here. I've got one question. With all this money coming in that Senator Tester is collecting, and he loses, and it goes into his campaign and he hasn't spent it, who gets the money?
I think you know the answer, right?
I do, but I also believe that the Senate, many, many years ago, changed that, because that's how Pat Williams made all his money. I know Max Baucus got a lot of money out of it when they stuffed their campaign treasure chest full, and when they retired, they took it with them.
Well, so I know Baucus, when they made him ambassador to China, and then he started getting all this money from these communist Chinese businesses, yeah, he basically used his leftover campaign funds as a travel slush fund, and then he could donate to other liberal candidates. And yeah, Baucus, what a sellout. The guy completely sold us out to China and then defended them during COVID. What a sellout.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.